excitement. You know, you get to walk around, you walk right in, see the Super Bowl trophies and everything this franchise has accomplished. You're excited to be part of it, you know, and you're really looking forward to get going. And obviously, you're getting pulled in a bunch of different directions now and trying to get, you know, learn the playbook and figure everything out. But you got to take a step back and really figure out what you're doing right now and be excited about it.
Aaron Rodgers was just walking through the locker room. Did you see him and did you think, hey, man, that's Aaron Rodgers?
He always has those moments. You know, you grow up watching the NFL and you're happy about it and excited about it. And then you got to realize now you're just like him. You know, you're in the NFL locker room and you got to produce just like he does.
Have they told you what position you'll line up when you guys start running plays today? Have they told you what position?
Not yet. All I know is they're going to move me around a little bit and see where I fit best. But I don't know yet, so I'm just learning all the positions and we'll go from there.
What are you hoping to get done in the next couple of days? What are you hoping to get done?
You know, you want to get the original plays that they're whatever they install. You want to get those under your belt and know what you're doing, and then you want to just start learning. You know, you want to be able to be on a semi same level as all the other the veterans that'll be back and when we start working out of them next week. So you just want to learn as much as you can and be ready for those next workouts next week.
Thank you.
With the excitement of getting drafted, JC, how do you kind of process that and then fire up to take advantage of your opportunity?
Yeah, the last chapter of that ended with the draft. You know, that was everything leading up to that. You know, you have a couple days after the draft where you just kind of celebrate and sit back, and then after that you move on. And this is the next chapter of your life, and now all that work you put in to get drafted, you need to put two times that amount of work to get past this point and become a productive member of an NFL football team. So that's really where I'm at now.
Are you eager? Are you anxious? Are you excited?
Excited. I'm a little bit of everything, but excited. You know, this is a dream come true. This is what you've been waiting for your entire life. So now you want to make the most of it.
JC, there's not a lot of Ivy Leaguers in the NFL. Have you had a chance to meet Greg Van Roten?
Yeah. We talked a little bit, but of course we'll have the little Ivy League rivalry going. But overall, it's been good. You know, I'm starting to meet the guys just in the locker room. You don't get to spend much time with the veterans now, but when you do, you introduce yourself and talk to them a little bit. So of course.
Is that something that you wear with pride? I mean, you come from a league that maybe doesn't necessarily produce a ton of NFL.
Right, you wear pride and you have a chip on your shoulder because obviously everybody isn't sure what you can bring to the table, and you've never people worry about the competition level and all that. So I think we're both in a similar boat where you come out here and you have a little bit of a chip on shoulder and you come out to make a difference and you want to prove that you're just as good as anybody else.
Where do you think maybe you fit best or can help this team best?
Wherever the team needs me, that was the goal coming into this process, was I wanted to be as versatile as possible, and then whatever team picked me, I wanted to be able to fill whatever need they had. So that was my goal, and that's kind of the position I'm in right now, where wherever the coaches feel my fit should be, I'll be ready to go.
Once in a while, you're a center for a health
review. Yeah.
Why is that out here? Do you have any idea?
I think it's the football knowledge. I think I understand defenses pretty well. I think I'm athletic. When a center can pull, that helps out an offense quite a bit. So that's definitely a possibility. And we'll see where that goes. But again, you got to be ready for anything.
Do you have any history of that?
I've worked on it this off season, but I played only left tackle in college. And then since then, you just work all the other positions and just get ready for wherever you're going to fall.
And you worked on it because scouts mentioned that to you?
So you go through the process, you hear a lot of guard, you're a lot of center, so then you just start making sure you're ready because you don't know what team you're going to end up on, so you don't know what position you're going to end up playing, so you got to be ready for anything. So, I worked with Dave Wooliba, who played in the league for several years, and he's, gave me the tips of the, tips and tricks to kind of make the adjustment easier. So, you just try to pick up what you can and be ready for anything.
You were going to do some of that at the senior workshop?
Yeah, I was going to play mostly guard, and he said a little bit, a few reps of one-on-one pass pro with a little center, but it was going to be mostly guard at the Senior Bowl.
You're going to be protecting one of the highest paid players. I mean, is that pressure? Are you excited about that?
I enjoy that. I enjoy expectations and pressure, and I enjoy living up to them and going past them. That's always been my mentality. So I take that in pride that, you're going to keep that guy's jersey clean, and I really enjoy that.
Thanks. How'd you get hooked up with Dave?
He had the same agent. So when I was going through the process, Alan Herman, my agent, contacted him and said, hey, we got a guy I really want you to work with. And Dave wanted to get back in, the mentoring of young players. So he said, I'm totally in. And it just so happens he's next door neighbors with my uncle down in Ohio.
Okay.
So it was just a weird coincidence. But then he came down to IMG where I was training and worked with me. Then he came over to Cornell for a little bit to train with me. So it was a good fit.
Thanks. Can you put a number on how many days you guys work together?
A couple weeks, you know, and then just being able to have the phone line always open. We can call and say, all right, I'm seeing this, I'm feeling this. What did you do? And all right, shift your weight a little bit, you know, and then that's always helpful. It, you know, he doesn't always have to be there to show you, as long as you can talk through it. And then just having a guy who's gone through the league and be able to ask him questions just about, you know, the life of an NFL player is also helpful.
So would you feel like if they asked you to play center day, would you feel okay with that?
Yeah. Okay. I've worked a lot of that. I mean, I've worked a lot of guard and a lot of tackle. So I'll be ready for whatever they ask of me.